This message by Pastor Alexander Ruggieri was delivered at Faith Fellowship Church in Dodgeville, Wisconsin. For more information, please call 608-935-2655 or visit us at www.dodgevillefc.com.
Noticed in our scripture reading, we're not in the book of Luke, and we're in the book of Leviticus, everyone's favorite book of the Old Testament. Probably over the summer, started to read the Bible cover to cover. I've read the Bible, the whole Bible, but I've never sat down and actually read Genesis through Revelation unbroken. So I just felt like, Lord, you ordered the book to be in this format, so I want to be blessed by reading it cover to cover in such a way. And Brother Don Ewing had done the same thing, started around the same time, and I'm in Numbers, and he's in Judges or something way ahead of me, so blessings to him. And one thing in Leviticus I love is that in Leviticus, towards the second half of Leviticus, you know, you kind of work through all these different laws and ordinances, and in the second half, every commandment that the Lord gives to His people, He kind of ends that commandment with, I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. And I love that. It just stands out to me more than anything else in the book of Leviticus. And then later on, when you read all that happens with the Jewish people and they get exiled and all through that history, and then you come to the prophet Ezekiel and he goes through these different prophecies, and many of them the Lord says, then you shall know that I am the Lord. This will happen. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. And it just connects me back to Leviticus. So that's one thing that stands out to me. But we're not going to stay in Leviticus this morning. We're going to jump around a little bit. So if you do have your Bibles, I encourage you to follow along to be blessed by reading for yourself. So we're breaking away from Luke and we're entering into the Thanksgiving / Christmas season. I'm not going to call it the holiday season, just for personal convictions. It's the Thanksgiving / Christmas / there are holidays like Hanukkah. Maybe I should just call it the holiday season. At any rate, we're breaking away. This Sunday being the Sunday before Thanksgiving, the Lord laid on my heart a message about Thanksgiving. Then at the Thanksgiving Eve service, we'll have another message to be blessed with. And the following Sunday, we plan on starting our Advent season. If you remember last year, we had the Advent candle set up here, and each Sunday had a different theme leading up to Christmas, and so we are blessed to be able to start that next Sunday, being the first Sunday of Advent. And so that's the plan. And we are blessed to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving as a holiday in our nation. Okay, it's a topic in the Bible, but it is also a holiday in our nation because if you notice, quite frankly, Thanksgiving as it was meant to be is being forgotten. And sure, people still celebrate it, though this year many are not because of reasons. But now, frankly, it's just reduced down to friends, family, fun, festivities, and food. But the true meaning of Thanksgiving is forgotten. Its roots go back to the pilgrims, and those roots are being severed. And honestly, in today's society of censorship, words are being avoided, lest they bring any offense. And thus you have unfortunate circumstances, such as the fourth grader, who in a report reporting the origins of the Thanksgiving holiday wrote, quote, the pilgrims came here seeking freedom of you-know-what. When they landed, they gave thanks to you-know-who. Because of them, we can worship each Sunday you-know-where, end quote. But we will not forget Thanksgiving. Because what happened in our nation's history has roots in God's Word. Where did Thanksgiving come from? Okay? Thanksgiving is a word in our English language. It's not one that any of us invented. So where did Thanksgiving come from? Well, it first shows up in the Bible in the Old Testament. The word used to describe, that is translated Thanksgiving, is todah. And if you notice, the title to this message is the todah offering. So if you're open to Leviticus chapter 7, we'll look at that. It's literally, the word todah is literally translated thanksgiving. That's just a direct translation. And when we survey, when we look into God's Word about this word todah and the todah offering, we will discover that todah is sacrifice, todah is spontaneous, todah is service, and todah is sacred. So first, todah is sacrifice. Looking there in verse 11 of Leviticus chapter 7, the Bible says, "This is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer to the Lord." So Leviticus is full of different regulations and laws for offerings and sacrifices, and there are several of them, but they usually fall into two categories. The first category is a voluntary offering, and the second is an involuntary offering, something that is commanded that ought to be done. So the voluntary offerings would be like the burnt offering, the grain offering, and we read here of the peace offering. And then the involuntary, the offerings that had to be done, were commanded by God to be done on a regular basis, were the sin and the trespass offerings to atone for sin. And we're reading here of the peace offering. And if you look at verse 12, we see that thanksgiving is a part of that offering. In verse 12, "If he offers it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving, todah, unleavened cakes mixed with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, or cakes of blended flour with mixed oil." So the first thing we learn about todah in the Bible is that it is a sacrifice. Todah is a sacrifice. It means we give something up. We are not naturally inclined to offer thanksgiving. It's not in our natural makeup. Because of the fallenness, the sinful nature, sinful man wants to take things for granted. We naturally don't give thanks. It is not who we have become because of sin. And so we read here that there is an actual, when you give thanks to the Lord, it is a sacrifice. It is a relinquishing of something. It costs something because it is not naturally of us. The story is told of Harry Ironside, H.A. Ironside. Many of you recognize the name. He was in a crowded restaurant. And just as Ironside was about to begin his meal, a man approached him and asked if he could join him because it was crowded. There weren't many seats. Ironside invited him to have a seat. Then, as was his custom, Ironside bowed his head in prayer. And when he opened his eyes, the other man was looking at him and said, "Sir, do you have a headache?" Ironside replied, "No, I don't." The other man asked, "Well, sir, is there something wrong with your food?" Ironside replied, "No, I was simply thanking God as I always do before I eat." The man said, "Oh, you're one of those. Well, I want you to know I never give thanks. I earn my money by the sweat of my brow, and I don't have to give thanks to anyone when I eat. I just start right in," the man said. Ironside replied, "Oh, yes, you're just like my dog. That's what he does too." The natural inclination of man is not to give thanks. You know, our dog, Millie, she acts as if it's owed to her or something when we feed her. It's like she's saying, like, "Of course, it's owed to me." This is why it's crucial that God's people be thankful, because it is seen as a sacrifice to the world. Being thankful to God is a quality of somebody who has been changed. It shows that there is something different about you than there is with the rest of the world. Worldly people don't give thanks to God as a natural habit of their life. Even though, if you look at that word todah, it has a verb form. So todah is a noun, that's thanksgiving. The verb form is yada, that is give thanks, okay? When we give thanks, that's the verb of thanksgiving. And it literally, that word yada is literally translated to cast forth. To cast forth. When we give thanks, we cast forth praise to God. We are literally relinquishing our ingratitude and casting forth it to God as gratitude. It is a sacrifice. When the Jewish man followed his law, he would take something that was precious to him, that he had a right to, and they lay it on the altar and sacrifice it to God to give thanks. It was a sacrifice. So when we are giving thanks to God as a people, it is a sacrifice. And it shows to the world that we are different. That there is a new nature within us. There's something different working inside of us that is absent in the majority of the world. So, todah is a sacrifice. Secondly, todah is spontaneous. Spontaneous. You're in the book of Leviticus. Stay in Leviticus and jump ahead to chapter 22. Chapter 22 and verse 29. Todah is not only sacrifice, but it is also spontaneous. Look at verse 29. And when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving, when you offer a sacrifice of todah to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. That's what the verse says. When you offer a sacrifice of todah to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. It is spontaneous. The word spontaneous has a couple of meanings. You know, we sometimes use it to mean an irregular habit. It's spontaneous. Like Pastor Alex spontaneously organizes his desk. Or it could mean that it's not determined by anything, any outside circumstance or force, that it's uncoerced. So todah is spontaneous. It's not determined by any outside circumstance. God wrote in here in Leviticus that this special sacrifice, this sacrifice of todah, this sacrifice of thanksgiving would be of your own free will. That is, it was not going to be determined by outside circumstances. You decide of your own accord to offer to God todah. The law was given so that a Hebrew man who was overjoyed with the blessings of Yahweh was given provision to take an amount of his precious harvest or take some of his precious livestock and offer it freely to Yahweh. Todah is not determined by outside circumstances. You may give thanks at any time. Freely, of your own free will, you are not constrained by anything to restrict you from giving thanks to God. That is your right given by God Himself to give Him thanks. And I understand it's hard. It is very hard because we live in a fallen world. You know, we admire the example of people. We hear of the Scottish minister, Alexander White, who was known for his uplifting prayers in the pulpit. He always found something to be grateful for. Well, there was this one Sunday where the weather was terrible, just gloomy and stormy and frigid and cold. And one church member thought to himself, certainly the preacher won't think of anything for which to thank the Lord on a wretched day like this. And much to his surprise, White began by praying, "We thank Thee, O God, that it is not always like this." Todah is spontaneous. There's a willingness to thank God freely no matter what. And all we have to do is take a few moments and look at our life or look at the time we live in. And we see, oh, how hard it becomes. You know, there's injustice in our election, I saw it with my very own eyes on a Friday night. This tyranny in our leadership. This is a threat of destruction of our nation. We're all struggling to be faithful. We're fighting against discouragement. We're fighting against depression. We're fighting, and we're supposed to do, we read in the Bible, we're supposed to do what Paul said in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. And we're supposed to do that, but it's hard. But if, in verse 29, look, when you offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving to the Lord, offer it of your own free will. When we read that, if our thanksgiving, if our Torah is not spontaneous, if it is not of our own free will, if it is dependent on circumstances, what ends up happening is we will only give thanks to God when things go well. We will only give thanks to God when life is easy. We will only give thanks to God when no inconvenience comes our way. And this is wrong. Paul is saying that in all things, we should give thanks to God. The story is told of a rabbi and his disciple. The disciple goes to his rabbi one day and says, "Rabbi, life is unbearable. There are 9 of us living in one room. What can I do?" And the rabbi answers, "Take your donkey into the room with you." The man, aghast and skeptical, moans and says, "How could this possibly help?" And the rabbi calmly responds, "Do as I say and come back in a week." A week later, the man comes back looking more distraught than he was before. And he says, "We cannot stand it," he says to the rabbi. "The donkey is filthy. It eats everything. We have holes in our clothes. We can't stand it. We wake up every morning at 4 a.m. to a horrifying hee-haw in our ears." And the rabbi then tells him, "Go home, let the donkey out, and come back in a week." The following week, a radiant disciple returns to the rabbi exclaiming, "Life is beautiful. I am so thankful for life. We enjoy every minute of it now that there is no donkey. Only the 9 of us." You see, the disciple's thanksgiving was not of his own free will. It was not spontaneous. It was determined by circumstances. And our call is to Torah, to give thanks, even when we feel that we are surrounded by donkeys. So Torah is sacrifice. Torah is spontaneous. Thirdly, Torah is service. If you jump ahead to 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And we'll see that Torah, thanksgiving, is service. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, David, King David, he took the ark, he had defeated the Philistines, and he was taking the ark and he was bringing it to Jerusalem to set up a tabernacle there, to reinstitute what the Levitical law had said, to worship God and all of the operations of the temple, of the tabernacle service. And David, wanting to express his praise to Adonai for delivering him from the thanksgiving, he reinstitutes this, and he institutes Torah as part of the priestly responsibilities. That was not part of it in Leviticus or in the first 5 books of the Old Testament. He institutes something new. In 1 Chronicles 16, look down in verse 37. "So he left Asaph and his brothers there before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to minister before the Ark regularly as every day's work required." And the lists are given to the different people in verse 40 to offer burnt offerings to the Lord on the altar of burnt offering regularly, morning and evening, to do according to all that is written in the law and of which the Lord commanded Israel. And, okay, now he adds something interesting. "And with them, Heman and Judathan and the rest who were chosen who were designated by name to give thanks to the Lord because His mercy endures forever. So he adds to the priestly duties that the people would give thanks to God regularly. And as a result, you have Asaph and David and others, they write these psalms of thanksgiving. And they give it to the worship leaders of the tabernacle and eventually the temple. And it was their duty to sing these songs of thanksgiving as part of the worship. So Tadah is thanksgiving. And we read some of them in the book of Psalms. We read some of these psalms that they were written, given for the functions of the people of God. And so with us, we as a body of God's people, we should incorporate Tadah in everything we do together. This is part of our worship. This is part of our functions as a holy people, part of our service to God, to offer to God a Tadah offering, a sacrifice of thanksgiving, to praise His name, to give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. And I thank God that this church does this. We are so glad to have people in this body of believers who give thanks to God. In every service we have together, I always hear the words, "We thank You, God." And we often are singing psalms and hymns that are giving thanks to God. But what about outside the church? The church is the body of believers. When we gather together outside of this place, in our homes and families, are we giving thanks to God? Are we offering, the Tadah sacrifice? This is something that should be a regular habit of our meeting together at some point, to be able to give thanks to God. So Tadah is sacrifice. Tadah is spontaneous. Tadah is service. Fourthly, Tadah is sacred. Tadah is sacred. Jump ahead. We're in 1 Chronicles. Look at 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 29. Chapter 29. 2 Chronicles. What's going on is you have King Ahaz. He's a wicked king. He does not follow the ways of God. And in chapter 28, if you want to go there, in verse 22, the Bible says, "Now in the time of his distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord." So Ahaz is going through a difficult time. And rather than drawing closer to Yahweh, he becomes increasingly unfaithful to Yahweh. And in verse 23, he sacrifices to the gods of Damascus. He says, "Because those gods helped Syria, I will sacrifice to them." And eventually, if you go to verse 24, Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of Adonai, of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, and look at this, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord. God's people should never, ever, ever shut up the doors of the house of the Lord. We should be open to worship God. We should be open to freely come. Whoever may come, come freely. May it be your choice. But he shut up the house of the Lord. He was unfaithful and he died. But his son Hezekiah came in and his son did what was right in the sight of the Lord. In chapter 29, verse 2, he did what was right and he cleanses the temple. He gets rid of all that Ahaz had infected the temple with, and he reinstitutes what David had reinstituted. He goes back. There was a revival among the people and they return to the Lord. And look at this. They go through the process. In verse 31 of chapter 29, Hezekiah says this, "Then Hezekiah answered and said, 'Now that you have consecrated yourself to the Lord, come near and bring sacrifices and thank offerings, yodah offerings, into the house of the Lord.' So the assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings."
But notice what he said. He said, now that you have consecrated yourselves to the Lord, come and bring thank offerings. So there should be an element, brothers and sisters, that our giving thanks to God comes from a heart that is in tune with God, that is not full of hypocrisy. It's one thing to be thankful for God. It's another thing to live being thankful for God. And there should be an element of purity by God's grace in our hearts, so that when we give thanks to Him, it is of a sincere desire to give glory to God for what He has given. And so the people consecrated themselves to the Lord. Then they came and they offered the Yadah offering. And each one of us can look into our own hearts and see where there is ingratitude residing in some crevice and corner of our hearts, asking God to shine His light of mercy and grace and remove that ingratitude, to open our eyes to see all that He has done for us, and then offer to Him the Yadah offering. Yadah is sacred. It is holy. It is set apart for God, for communion with God. Yadah is sacrifice. Yadah is spontaneous. I'm sorry, Tadah. I got the two mixed up. Tadah is service. Tadah is sacred. Let's look at the conclusion of the matter. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. Offering to God the Tadah sacrifice, the Hebrew writer says this, therefore, by Him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. That's the conclusion of the matter. Let the Tadah offering be a sacrifice, something that costs us our own self-gratification. Let the Tadah offering be spontaneous, something that we can do even when life is difficult. Let the Tadah offering be service, something we do when we meet one another, both inside and outside the church house. And finally, let the Tadah offering be sacred, something that comes from a pure heart worked in us by the grace of God. Then we will be able to do what this verse says, continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Dear God in heaven, we offer to You now a word of thanksgiving. Above all that You have given us, Father, everything that we have that is a gift from Your hand, we want to thank You for Your Son, Jesus Christ. Because we are sinners outside of Your cross. We are sinners outside of Your forgiveness. We deserve Your judgment. We deserve Your condemnation. But Lord, You gave us Jesus Christ, that if we trust Him, without relying on anything of ourselves, if we just reach out to Christ and ask Him to change us, to forgive us, Lord, You will change us. And Lord, we thank You for that salvation. And I pray, Lord, if anyone listening has not received that salvation, they would call out to You now. If they have not been born again, if they have not received an inward change in their hearts to be something completely different, that they would call on You, Lord, for forgiveness. And then they'd be able to join the church with the words, thank You for our salvation in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that each and every one of us here this morning would be able to offer the Tadah offering to You freely, unashamedly, because You are good and your mercy endures forever.
We pray this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.